Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The most wonderful time of the year can also be the most stressful when it comes to holiday travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the holiday travel rush.
Airports remained packed at pre-pandemic levels. The more than 9 million passing through TSA checkpoints so far this week have benefited from excellent travel weather and few issues. Amtrak expects this will be its busiest week of the year on the rails.
Flights were kind of outrageous, so it's definitely more cost-effective than flying at this point.
Another mass shooting, this time last night in a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The store manager opened fire on his fellow employees. Six people were killed, including a 16-year-old boy. Seven others were injured. Police identified the gunman as 31-year-old Andre Bing. He was armed with a handgun and multiple magazines. Authorities say it appears he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Right now, there is no clear motive. This is the 56th mass shooting in the last month, according to the Gun Violence Archive.
The suspect in the fatal mass shooting at an LGBTQ plus nightclub is ordered held without bond during an initial court appearance. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports the alleged shooter faces multiple counts of murder and hate crime charges.
In court by video conference, slumped in a wheelchair, appearing injured and struggling to speak. The judge denied bond for 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich. The next hearing is scheduled for December 6th when formal charges are expected.
Russian forces launched another large-scale attack on Ukraine's infrastructure. More than 70 cruise missiles rained down on the country's energy grid, knocking out power to millions. At least 10 civilians were killed across the country. CBS's Chris Livesay is on the ground in Ukraine.
The strike was dangerously close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, the scene of repeated shelling. In a nearby bomb shelter, Ukrainians holed up for months have only decaying Soviet-era gas masks for protection.
This looks like it came out of a museum. Do you have enough of these for the hundreds of people sleeping here?
We only have enough to smile and to say our last goodbyes, she says.
CBS News projects that Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska wins re-election, and Democrat Mary Peltola is projected to win re-election to the House following the announcement from the state's ranked choice voting process. Peltola's projected win comes months after the Democrat won a special election to the seat following the death of longtime Republican Congressman Don Young in March. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
The All of Us Research Program is asking for people to help researchers make healthcare more precise by creating individualized prevention and treatment options. When you join, you'll share your unique health information and become part of the largest and most diverse medical research program ever. The more data researchers have, the more they'll be able to create better care for all of us. Introducing the next breakthrough in medicine, you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious. May your pies take the prize. May your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs. Happy Thanksgiving from your friends at WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM and WIRI 105.5 FM. May your Thanksgiving be full of peace, love, and joy.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 39. 46 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Day at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
Well, I'm glad we're friends. BS with Jane.
BS with Jane, I think is great. We need a sponsor for that.
I know.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello to Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Wausau, Waukesha, and Madison tonight. No, we are not the amazingly talented Kristen Bry, who remains on her honeymoon. We are Jane and Carol. Carol and Jane, going to take you through the next 3 hours. How are you, my friend Carol Kane?
I am fantastic. I guess I didn't realize she was on her honeymoon.
She's on her honeymoon. Yes, and actually I got a text from the bridling last night.
Well, is she having a good time?
She said she's having a great time.
Good.
And lots getting some sleep finally, which is good. And she said it's amazing what a decent night's rest and some sunshine and warm weather will do for you.
Well, you know what? We can't complain around here. It's been pretty good.
It's been pretty great.
We just had kind of that cool stretch just recently. It was funny because I was coming in from the east to come to your studios, and we got more rain and kind of a drizzly mix.
Yeah.
And I was coming on 94 to head out here, and I was like, what is that? Is that a big pile of salt? And I had no idea you guys got so slammed over here.
Oh, it was bad yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I would say from noon to at least 2 o'clock, it was coming down like crazy.
I'll be darned. Well,
yeah. Well, we're going to be talking to Ray Miller. He's a meteorologist with weatherology.com, and he's going to join us in our next segment just to talk about what the snowfall totals were like around the state and what we all know, the cold is coming.
Well, don't we always know? I think we do. I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't mind it. I really don't.
I don't either.
Sometimes it's just, the only problem is just getting dressed to go out for a walk. That's the only problem for me, because it's like, how many pairs of pants do I need? How many shirts do I need?
Yep.
How many, you know.
Layers.
The layers, right. And then you've got the yak tracks that you got to put on so you don't fall over. And you
know. How do the dogs do with the paws when it gets really cold?
They're actually, Sydney is she's half golden, half Australian Shepherd. So she's got a ton of hair, and she's got a lot of hair between her toes. So
okay.
She's fine. Beauregard is my princess, which we're going to be talking about later on. I got him from Hawes, where they had that horrible plane thing happen.
Yes, yesterday.
So he's kind of my princess, and he is a coonhound from Alabama.
Oh.
And he has his little feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't walk them anymore. They're 11, both. They're both 11. So they're... it's their too, their kid kind of old.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's a senior dog. That's certainly a senior dog.
Sure.
But yes, we are going to be talking about that plane crash that happened yesterday in Pewaukee. Everyone is okay, which is a miracle considering what happened to that plane. That's coming up later on. Still on the way this hour, our friend and the wonderful former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism and the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, Stephanie Kletz, is going to join us at 11:30 to talk about all the wonderful things going on as we approach the holidays in Lake Geneva. There's going to be stuff going on all over Wisconsin as we head towards the holidays. So no matter where you are listening to us, we would love to hear from you. If there's something going on in your community that you would like us to check out, just shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin.com, or you can always text us at 844-967-2789 or give us a call as well. Again, we're going to be here with you until 3 o'clock. I thought, Carol, for people who don't know us particularly well, and possibly you in particular, we've known each other. I figured this out last night. I think it's been 37 years.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Right?
I know we're coming up on 4 decades for sure.
Yeah.
We
were working for competing radio stations. We always worked for competing radio stations.
We always worked for competing radio stations. And, you know, honestly, one of my favorite stories ever about you was that there was we did that silly style show.
It was a celebrity fashion show.
Yeah, and so we did this silly style show, and afterwards, Jane was like, hey, you want to go grab a glass of wine or something? And I'm like, sure. And I came home that night. We stayed for a little bit at this kind of a dive bar on Wisconsin Avenue.
It was a dive.
Yeah, and I came home, and I said to my husband, I said, I have made a friend for life. And that's exactly where we sit.
Yes.
You know,
I
mean, it's a testament to that you can be staunch competitors and do the best job you possibly can for your employer, but you don't have to hate one another.
No, it never affected our friendship. And again, you were at your former place for 33 years. I was there for almost 25,
mm-hmm.
and we maintained our friendship through all of that. And it never really came up. I think what we found in common was the ability to complain to each other about our male coworkers. So that was kind of a nice, that might have been a little outlet.
Well, male coworkers and husbands.
Oh, and well, I didn't have one for nearly as long as you.
Yeah, no, we're actually going to be, we've been together, Lou and I have been together for over 40, and we'll have been married for 37.
Gosh, that's, how old were you when you got married?
I was 27, and he was 38.
Okay, so it's not like you were 22.
No, no.
You know?
No, I was 27, so do the math. I'll just tell you, it's easier. I'm going to be 64 years old in a couple of weeks. And I tell him all the time, I do. And I think it's funny. He doesn't seem to find the humor in it.
Uh-oh.
I'm always
this will be good.
I always say to him, I don't know what kind of game you were spitting, but you reeled me in like a big fish.
Because you knew that first night that this was going to be, you had one date, right?
Our very first date, I came home and I told my roommates, I'm going to marry him. And they were like, you were just hungry.
You're hungry?
He took me out for dinner. Yeah. He took me out for dinner. And full disclosure, he took me out for dinner and we had nothing in my apartment. Nothing to eat. We had Velveeta, minute rice, and a couple of sticks of butter.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, see, we were just poor. We had nothing.
Right.
And my roommates were still in college, and they said, go out for dinner. He was taking me to a supper club. He said, go out for dinner and order a lot of food, because he's going to be expensing it anyhow. And bring it home.
So you can bring home the leftovers to your roommates?
He must have thought he was dating a lumberjack, because I was like, I'll take that. I'll take that. And I packed it all up.
Two prime ribs, please.
I wish I could say no to that. But I took it home. I put the bag on the counter and I said, I'm going to marry him. That was it. And 4 years later, we got married.
Yeah, but they determined that it wasn't love. It was actually malnutrition.
See? I was having a malnutrition seizure or a diabetic problem or something.
Something. Apparently, yeah. You were in a fog.
Low blood sugar.
You were in a fog. Well, we're going to be talking about spouses between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. There is a big TikTok that's going around that I cannot believe is genuine.
You...
It's mind-boggling.
Well, it is mind-boggling. I can't wait to talk about this because it is mind-boggling, but also at the same time, sometimes what I see that people post on TikTok or even just social media, just the sheer stupidity when you hit send fascinates me.
What were you thinking?
Why, you know, I say this all the time, even before you send off a nasty or snarky email to somebody that's, you know, made you angry. Write it down. Go back. Take a look at it. Take a break. Go back. Take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And really see if this is the message you want to convey.
You can't bring it back.
No. And that's the same with, you can put that thing on your phone, but go back and take a look at it and go, this is a bad idea.
Absolutely. I do that on Twitter all the time.
All the time.
I'm going to flame this person, and just zing them. And it's like, maybe that's not
the best idea.
A good plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that. So that's coming up between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. All kinds of things coming your way. Al Dertke with the International Institute of Wisconsin, which puts on the Holiday Folk Fair International. That is this weekend in West Dallas at the wonderful State Fair Park Expo Center.
Fun.
And Harold Mester from Mitchell International Airport. He's the director of PR there. If you're going to be traveling this winter, good news, because if you're going to a warm weather location, they're going to do the coat check again.
Because
think about it. You know, this weekend, and we'll find out from Ray Miller in just a little bit, this weekend is going to be in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have your coat when you're going to the airport, and especially if you're parking in the ramp and you got to walk however long. And they discontinued it for a while, but now it is back, so you can actually check your coat before you get on the plane to go to Puerto Rico or whatever wonderful,
nice,
warm weather destination you're going to go to, and then pick it back up.
Nice.
Because those things are bulky. They take up a lot of room, too.
Well, especially when you're coming from, you know, and most people do use a vacation like that in the dead of winter,
yes,
when it is super cold and you really need a long, heavy coat.
Yeah. And it's, again, think about the space it takes up in the overheads, and there's already such a, I call them luggage wars and overhead wars.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we could do a whole segment about that, because I would volunteer to be the person at the gate who makes people put their overhead stuff in that little measuring thing.
And go, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
I would be perfect for that job. I really would.
I bet you would.
I volunteer. I'll tell, when we get Harold on the phone, I'm going to tell him that if they need someone to do that part-time, I am the woman for you.
You're the sergeant at arms, basically.
It just irritates me to no end, you know, and they haven't taken those little things away. If your carry-on case is bigger than this, you cannot put it in the overhead. Nobody follows that.
To tell you the truth, I just bite the bullet all the time and just check a bag. I do.
We usually do too.
And usually before I get the bag checked, I'll shove my coat in my bag that's going to be checked. And so all I got going onto the plane is my purse, my wallet, and, you know, my phone or something, so I can play some stupid game, you know?
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, Ray Miller from Weatherology is going to be joining us, telling us what happened over the weekend, what happened yesterday with our first snowfall in our beautiful state of Wisconsin, and just how cold it's going to get. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh? Woo woo! Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day? Woo-hoo!
It's hump day.
Hump day? Woo-hoo! Uh-oh. Mike.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carolyn Jane, Jane and Carol filling in for the honeymooning Kristen Bry. Heard from the Bridling last night, and she is doing very well. As we mentioned, meteorologist with weatherology.com, Ray Miller, is joining us. Ray, how badly did we get hit across the state yesterday, or did it really vary a lot depending upon where you were?
It varied a little bit. So far, our snow totals, or total snow coverage on the ground now, is between 2 and 4 inches over most of the area. So it wasn't anything too dramatic. But, of course, being the first real significant snow event of the year, I think it still probably caught a few people by surprise.
Well, it's always remarkable, isn't it, how people completely forget how they drove last winter?
Yeah, and I'm guilty of it as well. I think we all are. And, you know, I should know better, and I have the same problem as everybody else. It just catches everybody.
You want to know something, though? Because I did go out and take a walk today, because I live more on the North Shore area. And what I think people also need to keep in mind is that even though it may not still be on the ground, it's slippery out there, you know, because the temperatures are so cold. I mean, I was kind of like skating on a few things. So just because going back to the driving thing, just because it looks like it's dry doesn't necessarily mean that it is.
Right, and we've had daytime temperatures that have been right around the freezing mark. So you get a little bit of melting, and then it refreezes overnight. So even areas that have been well-cleared and well-treated end up getting some of that runoff as the snow melts, and then it refreezes overnight. So even areas that may have been dry and or just wet during the day and fairly easy to walk or drive on, all of a sudden get a little bit more treacherous once that temperature dips back below freezing after sunset.
Yeah, and this wasn't that nice, light, white, fluffy snow. This was snow that had a lot of moisture content. This snow had a lot of oof.
That's exactly right, and that's what tends to happen when you have these temperatures that are just kind of hovering right around freezing. You get the really high water content snow. It's more of a pain to shovel because it's heavier. Just not a lot of fun.
Well, you know what's interesting is I go back to what Jane was talking about, how people just forget, you know, and it's really not brain surgery. It's Wisconsin. We know it's coming, right? I think it's fascinating how people just don't even think about it anymore.
Well, you know, and the thing is, too, there's a difference between thinking and doing. It's very easy to kind of tell yourself, okay, it's getting to be winter. I need to slow down a little bit. And then that first system comes through, and you're out in the middle of it, and you've got to get the kids to school or to basketball practice or hockey practice or whatever the case may be, and you're running behind, and you didn't really give yourself enough time, and it just kind of sneaks up on you a little bit.
He is a meteorologist with weatherology.com, Ray Miller, joining us on As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789, if you ever want to call or shoot us a text. Well, now, Ray, now we got the deep freeze coming.
We do. We're going to see temperatures dipping even further below average. We're already below average. Our usual daytime high is around 40 degrees. We're not going to be anywhere near that. And an even bigger drop in temperatures coming, particularly as we head toward the weekend. We're going to see highs only in the lower 20s and the upper teens as we get to Friday and on into Saturday. That's colder than what our usual overnight low should be this time of year. So it is a very dramatic cool down, even more than what we've already seen.
Now, as we move forward into our winter and we've gotten our first taste, what do you think is going to, do you have any kind of expectation as to what we should be expecting for this season?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we're looking at. There's really kind of two factors that we look at when we're talking about making a long-term winter forecast. The first that I think most people are at least passingly familiar with is El Nino and La Nina. And what that is just it's the condition of the water temperatures out in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Central America. Variations in those ocean temperatures have a really big impact on our weather in terms of where storms track, how much moisture is available to those storms. Right now, that's shifting into a La Nina pattern. And what that means is that the temperatures out in the Pacific are a little bit colder than normal. For us, that translates generally, not always, but generally translates into colder temperatures and more precipitation. Now, it's not a particularly strong La Nina, so it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a historic winter in terms of cold temperatures and snowfall, but it does trend just a little bit above average in terms of the potential for snow and a little bit below average in terms of what our average temperatures would be.
Ray, it was so weird this spring because I have annual flowers, snapdragons and alyssum, which overwintered from last winter. That shouldn't happen.
No, it really shouldn't. I'd be very, very surprised if that happened again this year with the way the longer-term pattern is setting up. I don't think you'll have a repeat of that.
Are we finding anything that's that is new on the market? Maybe I'm asking the wrong person, but I probably should be talking to somebody from the DPW. But is there anything that helps fight this snow and this ice that we have on the pavement that's really as what you've seen is effective?
You know, there have been some improvements. You know, it used to just be put down salt and sand and that was it. And now, you know, the transportation department and the folks who are involved with that have come up with chemical treatments and things like that that work a little bit better. In terms of specifics, I'm not really all that well versed on that. But yeah, there have been some improvements as far as that goes over the last roughly decade or so.
Ray Miller is a meteorologist with weatherology.com, giving us a little forecast of what we can expect as we head into winter. Ray, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. Coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin, she is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. You have a high school tie with this woman, Carol King.
Well, I have a familial, basically. I mean, we grew up in the same town. We're from Beloit, Wisconsin, and I knew her family very, very well.
We're going to talk about that with Stephanie Kletz and all the things coming up in Lake Geneva right after the break. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sending good wishes to you and your family this holiday season. Good food that fills your table, good health as you work hard, and good times with family and friends. May you have all the best delights in life and feel the gratitude of the season. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Thanksgiving.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 39. 46 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Wisconsin, Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane, filling in for the amazing Kristen Bry as her honeymoon continues. This is a mutual friend of both of ours joining us right now, Carol Kane. She is the former secretary of Wisconsin Tourism and the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, the one and only Stephanie Klett. Steph, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Steph.
I am excited to be talking to an 18. Very excited.
Well, you're at a conference and you squeezed in some time for us, so I'm really, really grateful to you for that.
Well, you got it. And my brother, of course, you know I have 9 brothers, and my brother number 4 is in love with Carol, always has been, and he would have been disappointed if I missed this opportunity.
Kyle, how's Kyle doing? I mean,
he's doing great.
Good, good.
Well, yeah. we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to hear more about Kyle's crush on Carol and how that all went down. Plus, growing up with nine brothers, I can't even imagine. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start in Lake Geneva with all the things that are coming up for the holiday season?
You know what? Let's start kind of in the order that it's going to happen. And so the first thing is the day after Thanksgiving. Put this on your list, especially if you have children or grandkids or great-grandkids. In Lake Geneva, you know, once winter comes, you're not seeing any boats on the lake. But in Lake Geneva, we do the Santa Cruz. So this beautiful historic boat goes out, and it's literally on a quest to get to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. So kids love it because, you know, you're on the lake in November and December. It goes through December 30th, and you'll see all these illuminations until you finally make it to the North Pole. You see Santa's workshop. Santa is outside, and you're on the boat, but you can hear him. He's mic'd up, and he reads who's on the nice list. And, of course, no kids naughty. But they do an adults-only cruise, and some of those folks get on the naughty list.
That's an unbelievably charming thing to do. I mean, seriously, that's just, was that your idea? Did you come up with that?
No, I didn't. That was the folks at Gage Marine, and they own the Lake Geneva Cruise Line. But what's really cool is when you board the boat, of course, you're on the dock, but they've created this polar vortex. So picture walking out to a boat on a wooden dock, but all of a sudden there's fog and you can't see anything, and you go through this tunnel, and then all of a sudden you come out of that fog, and there's this beautiful boat. And it's all decorated for Christmas. It is so cool. Yeah, put this one on your list.
Okay, so how long does that go again? It goes until when?
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving, the cruises start, and it goes through December 30th.
Okay, so, and you must have the because Lake Geneva is so charming overall, you must have the downtown completely all decked out. It's just a nice, it's a beautiful day trip for somebody from this area.
It really is. And Milwaukee and Madison are really discovering us more and more because so many people, say, oh, I'm going north. Well, that's why we get so many Chicago folks is because they go north, and that's Lake Geneva. And so we're telling people, come south. And the one thing we hear over and over and over again, especially in winter, where we have the downtown in all white lights and the boats, the Santa Cruz are in white and green, is that this looks like a Hallmark movie. And I say that every day I go to work. I mean, when the snow comes, it is picturesque. It's so lovely. And if you don't get into the holiday spirit in Lake Geneva, you're just not going to get into it.
You have no soul. There is a hole in your heart somewhere if you can't get jolly on the Santa Cruz, at least.
That's true. Well, and I got another one for you, too, that's a first for the state of Wisconsin. And that is the world's tallest glass-blown Christmas tree is coming to Lake Geneva. And it's the first, second, and third weekends of December from, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, it's free of charge. And these guys are creating this glass. They take thousands of pounds of green and clear glass and basically put it in this crusher and then get their blow torches going, and they create this masterpiece right in front of your eyes. And it's going to take place at Yerkes Observatory, which if you've never been to Yerkes Observatory, it is the birthplace of modern astrophysics. People like Carl Sagan studied there. Albert Einstein was a guest there. And so the grounds were created by the Olmsted brothers, who, of course, did Central Park. So you'll be on the grounds of Yerkes Observatory with the world's largest glass-blown Christmas tree.
Are you planning on doing, like, snow sculpting and ice sculpting, too, in Lake Geneva?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes in February, where we host Winterfest and the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship. And it's really crazy because the last 2 years for the National Snow Sculpting Championship, we have a team from Florida. And so we kind of call them like the Jamaican bobsled team because it's like, what are they doing here? But the last 2 years, they have been crazy good because they basically made the transition from sculpting in sand to snow, and they've been second place both years, and they're amazing. These are snow sculptures that will stop you in your tracks. And if you are finished looking at the 15 snow sculptures, then you walk through downtown Lake Geneva, and we have about 45 ice sculptures. So there's an ice sculpture tour. So you go from the really big pieces to the smaller, miniature, but beautiful pieces as well.
Stephanie, is there prize money involved with this? I mean, is this, can you make a living snow sculpting?
No, you know, most snow sculptors have a lot of other jobs. It's like almost any artist that's really good for a long time, you're going to have other jobs. But some of them do make a living because they do ice sculptures, and they'll do them for different hotels or weddings and things like and things like that. But there's no prize money for this one, but it's the national championship. So one, it's bragging rights. Two, they get a lot of exposure. And three, their trip to the world championship is paid for.
You know what I think I'm trying, what we're trying to highlight too is, I mean, we're talking about the winter months right now, but there is so much. If you have not been to Lake Geneva, you are doing a disservice to you, yourself, and your family. There is, it's so full. It's so full of life. Year round, there's always something to do.
Yeah, it is. And if you're not a winter fan, but we haven't even touched the surface with all there is to do in winter yet, we have some great indoor activities year-round. One of them is a show I recommend to everybody, and they kind of, I don't want to say they poo-poo it at first, but it's like, oh, you have an illusionist in Lake Geneva. You know, how good can he be in Lake Geneva? Well, this last year, it's called the Tristan Crist Magic Theater. Tristan was named the number one illusionist by the International Magician Society this past year.
Wow.
His show in Lake Geneva is so fun. It's touching. And it's a theater that seats 200. So literally, the first time I ever saw a show, I was 5 feet from the stage. 5 feet. He made a helicopter appear. He made a Harley disappear. And I'm like, how are you doing this? It's not like, you know, I saw David Copperfield and I was half a mile away. You are 5 feet from the stage and you don't know how he does it. So I recommend doing that. And for something outdoors, we do have the Lake Geneva zip lines and adventures. So you can go zip lining in winter and do their ropes course in the winter, which is really cool.
Wow. Some friends and I did that a couple of years ago for, we get together for our birthdays, and that was our birthday celebration. It's a lot of fun. I would do that in the winter. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll take good care of you.
Stephanie Glett is the former secretary of the Wisconsin Division of Tourism and the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, talking on all As Goes Wisconsin about all the things you can do this winter. You got the great little shoppes. You have fabulous restaurants. What else should people put on their calendar, Steph?
Well, I would like them to put the 47th Annual Electric Christmas Parade. It's happening December 3rd. Put it on your calendar. I have the joy of emceeing the parade. But again, it's that hallmark moment where we have, I like this parade because some Christmas parades are so long and you're freezing. Some are so short, there's like 10 floats. This is like 75 floats. So it's so fun. We have parade ambassadors that pass out candy because it's a nighttime parade. We don't want kids running into the street. So they walk up and down the street and kids get candy, marching bands. And my favorite is we have the Lake Geneva Hot Air Balloon Company, and they bring their big burner. So, you know, there's this fireball coming down the street at you, and it's warm and toasty. So that's a great event as well.
Now, if somebody wants to, I mean, we're throwing a lot of information out at the people, but you can just go to the Visitors and Convention Bureau and get a whole list of stuff, can't you, Steph?
You can. And so you just go to visitlakegeneva.com, and we have thousands of events and hotels and restaurants and, you know, activities. But we also, when you come to Lake Geneva, we have this crazy thing called a visitor center right across from the lake where you'll experience good old-fashioned customer service. And I get phone calls about it and emails every day, people saying, wow, your staff is so friendly, they're so knowledgeable. But these are folks who have lived in Lake Geneva most of their lives. A lot of them are retired, and they are passionate about Lake Geneva. So they'll help you plan for anything. You tell them what you like, and they'll get you all set up.
Well, and we have Brooke, our social media czar, is going to have links to everything. And if you want to find out more, you can just go to asgoeswisconsin.com. And we're on all the other social media things that Brooke can list off, which I cannot.
I do. I love Lake Geneva. I just think it's so charming. And they've done such a great job, like you brought up and Jane brought up, too. The restaurants are so great. It's a great day trip. But, you know, if you really want to treat yourself at this time of the year and just kind of feel like you are escaping and going to like a little fantasy land, get a hotel room. Go out for dinner and just hang in Lake Geneva. You'll have a wonderful time, period.
Steph, not everything is super high-end, right? There's all kinds of different accommodations available.
There is, and that's the one thing, because people are like, oh, it's so expensive. We have everything, you know, and we have some deals. So it really, if you contact us, you'll find hotels, inns, B&Bs that are really beautiful and affordable. But as we talk about winter, if you like looking at snow, but you don't like being out in the cold, we have igloos all over the city. And I can't recommend them enough, where you can get hot chocolate or coffee or lots of cocktails, appetizers, meals. And there's a place called the Maxwell Mansion. It was the first mansion in Lake Geneva, and it was named after Dr. Maxwell. So if you've ever heard of Maxwell Street Days, that was named after Dr. Maxwell, who practiced in Chicago and had this home in Lake Geneva. But they have the state's largest igloo, where last year I got married in. And it's incredible because it has chandeliers, it has couches, chairs, dining tables, and it's one big igloo. And it's so cool. So if you've never experienced an igloo, you rent them for about 2 hours at a time. Some are along the lakeshore. Some of them are at motels. Some of them are, you know, on the street. It is so cool.
Who builds these things, Stephanie?
Well, you know, it's like a very thick geometric dome made out of, I don't even want to call it plastic. It's like a plastic, but it's hardier. So what I love is you can be in this igloo and it can be snowing on you. You can watch the sunset and you're warm and toasty with your own fireplace, electric fireplace inside the igloo. And so there are obviously companies that do them, and Lake Geneva must get an awful lot of them, but it's become kind of a favorite tradition for people.
That's so cool. I want to do a weekend now just to do the cruise to Santa's to the North Pole and see if I can get on the naughty list. And then
what are you talking about? You're already on the naughty list.
Exactly. You don't need to take a cruise to know that.
I'm there already. The wonderful Stephanie. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, I was just going to say, and one other thing we haven't even touched on is Lake Geneva is home to one of only 4 ice castles in all of North America.
Well, we're going to break in about 30 seconds, so hang on to that. We'll have more details coming up on the other side. She is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, Stephanie Klett. We'll be back with us when we come back right after the break on As Goes Wisconsin.
Tan in the heat and doing ice cold holiday made just for me and my baby.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carolyn Jane, Jane and Carol filling in for Kristen Bry. Stephanie Glett is the current president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, I found a song about Lake Geneva just for you. So if you want to work it into your promotional stuff or something, I'll send you a link.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, I thought you were going to play it, so I was just waiting for you to play it.
So you were telling us about something else that we should all hit up in Lake Geneva this winter before we had to go to break. You want to continue with that?
Yes, yes. So we're one of just four places in North America that has the ice castles. And it is so hard to describe unless you've been there. It's the hottest ticket in Wisconsin, and we mean it. It sells out every year, and it can be frustrating trying to get a ticket. I've even had congressmen from outside of Wisconsin and a congresswoman call me to say, how do we get a ticket? Because they had constituents that wanted to come. And I'm like everybody else, you know, you just have to wait and go online. It's icecastles.com. They never know when it's going to open because they have to grow millions of pounds of ice. And they have these ice artists that create castles, slides, tunnels, a water fountain. Things are lit up with LED lights. It overlooks Lake Como, which is in the town of Geneva. So it's about 4 miles from Lake Geneva. It's stunning. It's a wow. And they have this beautiful music playing. So when you come in, wear boots because it's not an even surface. And you're going to get a little bit of a workout. So accessibility would be extremely tough on this one. But the reaction to it has been overwhelming. Well, and it's one of the coolest things I've ever done in winter.
It's got to be pretty spectacular if you have out-of-state politicians leaning on you to get admission. That's remarkable.
I know. it's true. And it is. There's nothing like it. And I recommend you can go during the day. And it's really cool because you can see every little detail. But when you go at night and they have this, it's almost like spiritual music playing, and you see these huge snow creations glowing pink and purple and green, and yet there's all this open air as well. You know, you'll be in a tunnel in a cavern, and then you come out and it's open sky. It's breathtaking, and it at the same time, it will take your breath away. There's nothing like it. And now, for me, it is not, it's not winter unless I have done that. And I go on the website like everyone else. This isn't thrown by Visit Lake Geneva. It's done by the company called Ice Castles. And it would have to be a company because they're true ice artists. And just watching how they grow the icicles is riveting. It's just cool from the get-go. So put ice castles. It usually opens up around mid to late January, and it goes until the weather doesn't allow it anymore.
You know, the thing is that what I love is you're all in. That's what I love. I love the fact that Lake Geneva is all in. In fact, the whole state of Wisconsin is kind of all in. So many people out there just fight the cold weather, where it's just give into it and enjoy it. It's really so spectacular. You know, just put on an extra coat and a pair of boots and head the heck out. You know what I mean?
You know what, Carol? I absolutely agree with you, because for years, it's not that I hated winter. I just didn't really like it. And I had this friend up in Bayfield teach me about moisture management, and it cracked me up. But it changed my life, and it's how to dress right for winter, because it's usually a hearty wind that'll get you, or the dampness. And once I was taught that, I now love it. But you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, winter, that's just for snowmobiling and downhill skiing. And though Lake Geneva has that as well, that's just one aspect of winter. But speaking of that, we have Wilmot Mountain. So we have the Grand Geneva has the mountaintop where a lot of people ice skate. They have a sledding hill and they learn how to downhill ski. It's a great area for that. But Wilmot Mountain, just 15 miles away, Wilmot Mountain was bought out a few years ago by Vail. And
wow.
they spent millions of dollars rehabbing this area. They have one of the most fun tubing hills. And tubing helped me fall in love with winter as well. I tubed for the first time when it was 5 below 0. By my second run down on the tube, I was dripping sweat. And so the guy next to me was 80. I had a kid, you know, next to me who was like 8. It takes no skill. Just, you know, if you're ready for a little stomach drop, it can go up to 35, 40 miles per hour on that tube. They have slower hills as well, though, if that's too much for you. But, you know, it doesn't take any talent. And I say that because I like to downhill ski, but I didn't learn till much later in life. I'll never be good. You know, I'll always be that person going really slow, and, you know, and so tubing, you can,
yeah.
You know, there's no skill set required.
No. I had to embrace tubing because I almost killed myself downhill skiing one day. I ran into a tree and then I flipped over, and I mean, it was ridiculous. I wish they had America's Funniest Home Videos of that, because it was just ridiculous.
Stephanie, in the 2 minutes that we have left, because we're coming up against a break again, I want to know about your brother Kyle and the crush he had on Carol, because you all grew up in Beloit.
We all grew up together. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a shout out to Jeff Rotero, Kyle Jr., John, Derek, Matt, and Benji. But brother number four, we call him Mr. Personality. So he was like the cool guy. Everyone loved him. But his, I'd say secret love, but it wasn't secret, was Carol. And we kid him to this day that Carol is the one that got away.
He's, you know what? He was so darling. And there are so many, Jane, what you don't understand, there are so many Klett stories, Klett brother stories.
Well, she has 9 brothers.
Yeah. And I remember 2 things. Stephanie, I remember when you got, or 3 actually, when you would come in from your church services and come into my dad's pharmacy, it was like ants on a hill. It was like, how do I keep track of all the Kletts? And then the one time that your brothers got umbrellas and jumped off the roof because they wanted to play Mary Poppins and they almost all killed themselves. And then the monkey story, when they ordered a monkey out of the back of Boy's Life and they tormented your poor grandmother. They're classic Klett stories.
I hated that monkey. His name was Peppy. I hated Peppy. I was a little girl, and I'd get out of the bathtub, and Peppy would attack me and get stuck in my hair.
Oh, God. Stephanie,
I hated that monkey.
We're going to have you back just to tell more monkey stories and more brother stories.
There's so many.
Stephanie Klett, the CEO and president of Visit Lake Geneva, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Take care, my friend.
And to both of you, happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.